Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro-audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from L.K. Smith, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, "My date had a surprise in his pants. Too bad for him, I don't like surprises." First dates are nothing to be nervous about. You just need to know how to play the game. See, the goal of a first date is to impress the other person to the extent that they want to see you again. If the other person doesn't want to see you again, you have failed. Simple. Don't let anyone tell you that the first date is an opportunity to see if you like the other person. Bullshit. You can do that on the second date. The first date is totally superficial. It's a game that anyone can master and score a second date. And if you don't get a second date, you are a loser. That's why everyone is always on their best behavior on the first date. It's fraud at its finest. Oh, yes, I love NASCAR racing. Of course, I don't take medication. Married before? Me? No, never. Getting to the truth is for later. It gives you something to deal with around date 7 and beyond. I met Ryan on the internet on one of those dating websites where everyone has a profile. He waved at me. From his profile, I could tell that Ryan had paid for his membership for the dating site, which was a good sign. Paying for a membership meant that he wasn't cheap and had a credit card with at least $4.99 available on it. Better yet, he indicated in his profile that he liked curvy as opposed to athletic women, which would have knocked me out of the running entirely. I fell into the chunky short and not the tall thin category. I don't know why the dating sites try to sugarcoat things by using terms like curvy. They should just have a box that guys can click that says, "Fat chicks need not apply, but I'm willing to talk to you as long as you aren't what I consider to be too chubby." Because that's what curvy really means. Anyway, Ryan's photo was blurry and only showed his head and neck. From what I could see, his blonde hair looked plastic like the hair on a Ken doll from the 70s. I wasn't really into blondes, but he had given me a wave, so as long as he had a pulse, he was my type. It was a done deal. So I waved back. And then I waited. Let the games begin. I was checking every 5 seconds for a message from Ryan. No response. Was he ignoring me on purpose, or was he busy doing something else? Had he found another chubby girl to wave at? Had his wife or girlfriend caught him online waving at beefy short girls? What had happened? Why wasn't he answering? My self-inflicted mental torture and dance of insecurity had begun. Why did I do this to myself? Why didn't I just learn to enjoy my time alone with my cats? What was wrong with me? After about 2 weeks of texting and emailing with Ryan and an occasional phone call, we decided to meet. Instead of the usual date where you go to a restaurant, he invited me to his place. I knew that probably wasn't the safest thing to do, but he seemed normal. And I had Googled him, and everything he had told me about himself was true, according to Google. So I figured that meant he was safe and relatively normal. I put on my cutest outfit and I was ready to go. Before heading out the door to meet Ryan, I took a piece of paper and wrote a note that said, "I went to Ryan's house." I included his last name, address, phone number, and email address. I also put the date and time I left my house and stuck it in my refrigerator with a magnet from the local pizza place. I figured if I came up missing, at least my family and the authorities would know where to start looking for me. See, horniness and the quest for companionship do strange things to your brain and judgment. My bad judgment was at its peak, and my brain was between my legs. I figured this first date with Ryan could be the beginning of many dates to follow and a great future. I was optimistic. So I set aside any concerns about my safety and was on my way. I arrived at Ryan's house around 7 in the evening. Our plan was to eat, order in Thai food, and watch a movie on cable that we had talked about. It would be a lovely evening. I didn't plan beyond that point, other than the unopened box of condoms in my purse, just in case. Ryan had a really nice house in a really nice subdivision. His sandy blonde hair was tousled and not plastic-like at all. He gave me a welcoming hug when I came in. He was warm and friendly. As for his really nice house in the really nice subdivision, let's just say that the decor was on the minimalistic side. Couch, lazy boy, coffee table, giant TV, and a little wobbly TV stand. That was pretty much it. But that's okay. Furniture and personal touches can be acquired over time. We chatted and ate our Thai food while sitting on the couch. Some show that we weren't paying any attention to was on the television in the background. As night came and it grew dark, the TV provided all the light we needed. Things were going great, and I knew that the evening would only get better. The best part about a date, whether it's the first or second or beyond, is the first kiss. There is nothing more delicious. And it only happens once with that person. After that, you can never have another first kiss with them. I knew Ryan would kiss me soon, and my heart was racing just thinking about it. I could hardly wait. We sat on the couch watching the movie we had planned to watch. It was an awful movie, but we kept watching it. Ryan reached in his pocket, pulled out a pack of gum, and offered me a piece. Of course, I took one. I wanted to have fresh breath for our first kiss. He took a piece for himself. This was it. Our first kiss was getting closer. No matter how many dates I had, I always liked the first kiss part the best. I figured next he would put his arm around my shoulder, and then I would turn and look at him, and he would swoop in for the kiss. It was coming. I knew it. I was ready. But a little while passed, and he didn't put his arm around me. Then more time passed. Still nothing. My gum was starting to lose its flavor. The movie ended. Still no arm around me. This was getting old. I wondered what time it was, but there was no clock anywhere in the room. So I reached in my purse on the floor next to me. I fumbled around in my bag for my phone so I could see what time it was. It was almost 10:30. I figured I would give him until 11 o'clock to put his arm around me, and then I was calling it quits and heading home. I closed up my purse and put it back on the floor. I leaned back on the couch and looked over at Ryan. He was staring at the TV, just staring with a blank look on his face. He didn't say anything. He just stared. Before I could ask him if something was wrong, I saw it. There it was. He had unzipped his pants, and there it was. It was just standing there and staring at me, just like its owner was staring at the TV. I gasped and jumped off the couch. As I started to back away from the couch and away from it, I tripped over my purse and nearly fell. Fortunately, I caught myself. I grabbed my purse and stumbled around in the dimly lit room, trying to get my bearings and figure out where the front door was. Ryan was still staring at the television. I managed to find the front door, walked out, and drove away. I got home a little after 11. On my way home, I made a quick stop at the 24-hour corner store for 2 half-gallons of cookies and cream ice cream. After my evening with Ryan and his special friend, I needed a serious binge. I went into the kitchen to get a spoon so that I could start eating my ice cream and begin to feel the emptiness and disappointment inside me. I noticed the note I had left with Ryan's contact information on the refrigerator. At least I made it home, I thought. Ryan didn't play by the same dating rules that I did. He didn't see the first date as an opportunity to be on your best behavior so that you could impress your date and win a second date. That wasn't how he operated. Instead, Ryan opted to show his true colors and let it all hang out. Literally. Then I thought for a while, maybe Ryan was onto something. Maybe it was best to just let your freak flag fly and be your authentic self. Whatever Ryan was thinking, I would never know. There would be no second date. And I would go on to play my game, my way. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook. Or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.